Blackstone Audio presents
Catch the Lightning by Catherine Asaro. This book is dedicated to Sharon Todd and David Dansky, two gifted teachers who made a great difference in my life. Part 1. California. Chapter 1. Night Thunder. I last saw Earth in 1987 when I was 17. The years since then have brought so many changes that the girl I was in Los Angeles seems like another person. But my memory, bio-enhanced now, remains vivid. I felt the city that night. Although L.A. never fully slept, it was quiet, wrapped in its own thoughts. Drowsing, waiting for a jolt to wake it up. Joshua met me when I had finished my shift at the restaurant and we walked to the bus stop. It had drizzled earlier, and a slick film covered the street, reflecting the lights in blurred smears of oily water. Above us, a few stars managed to outshine the city lights and pollution, valiant in their efforts to outdo the faint amber glow that tinted the darkened sky. Sparse late-night traffic flowed by, sleek animals gliding through the night, intent on their own purposes. I could see Joshua's good mood. It spread out from him in a rose-colored mist that shifted with vague shapes, the form of unspoken words. It sounded like waves on a beach, smelled like seaweed, tasted like salt. I was used to seeing and hearing people's emotions, even feeling them on my skin, but smells and tastes came less often. I knew nothing about Coulomb forces then, but it didn't matter. Experience had taught me the effect decreased with distance. I would experience it until he moved away, or until the intensity of his mood faded. I didn't tell him, of course.